Spread and spread on for episode 34 of the GCPD.
The Gotham City Podcast Department. To inform, to entertain, to bust and dust.
Bent. Back and back. I'm back.
Oh, that's what he was going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do a very good job of it. But.
I'm sure everyone will be excited. Officer Eggers has returned from his administrative leave.
Oh, just vacation, guys. They're like, you're doing such a good job.
You don't have to hide it. We told you last week why you were gone.
Colin mentioned something about it to me.
Administrative leave for your bad addiction.
Oh, that's just performance enhancing.
Yeah, well, it's become an issue.
It's addictive.
Really? I was too good?
And your temper on the field.
Yeah.
When
we're playing football.
When you literally can't control yourself and you smash them in the freezer when you're grabbing them, that's... You're getting a little too addicted. Yeah.
That did happen. Yeah. I was grabbing out of the gas station thing. I like smashed the can accidentally. I'm assuming the can was pretty weak. Like I tried to pull on it and it didn't come out because like they packed the thing too much.
He's assuming it's pretty weak. Yeah. The deal is he was jacked up on so much bang.
Well, I didn't have any. I was just trying to get that
Hadn't had any.
He was trying to get. He was trying to get to the bang, and that was just like. You know, like you were just raging so hard about it, you just kind of.
I wasn't raging. I was just grabbing it.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah. He was really just
everybody
about,
else. You were
it was just about follow through. Like you're supposed to like if you're swinging like a golf club, you're supposed to like aim for a point like 2 feet past the ball, and then that way you're like swinging through it. And then that was what you were doing. You grabbed it. You were like trying to grab through your own hand. And it didn't even exist.
It was pretty weak. There was something faulty with the can.
Yeah. Oh. From your perspective, yes. Everybody else that was in the gas station was just like,
I'm not Thor. I'm not Thor the Hulk. I'm not the Hulk. I don't just smash cans with my
hands. That was a can made of titanium, actually.
He just ripped right through it.
Yep.
Like it was butter.
Yep.
Well, I'm Colin, and I play Bat Family.
I'm Maggie, and I'm back.
I'm Josh, and I play a variety of things.
Nigel, and I play Penguin.
All right.
Yep.
Go for it.
Got some news and announcements.
Oh, yeah.
MomCon's coming up.
It is?
MuseonCon.
When is that?
I believe that it's the weekend of Memorial Day, which is the 24th, 5th, and 6th.
Yep. Yeah. It's whenever your family reunion is when MomCon is. Skip the one, go to the other, and yeah, we'll see you there.
Yep.
At your family reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I come to your family reunion?
Yeah, you don't want Egger showing up at your family reunion like double fisting bangs.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
We should actually talk about it a little bit. MomCon will be standard. And the first tournament is, oh my God, I don't remember when it starts though.
Friday
at 5 or 6.
5 or 6 or something. It's on the website.
Well, hope for 5, I guess, so that way.
Is it posted on the website?
Maybe.
Get the ticket, show up at Muse at like noon, and then help us load up for the con. Uh-huh. And then you'll not miss a single minute of any tournament.
That's true.
I'm fairly certain it's at 5, but I don't remember for sure off the top.
Well, I know we timed it so that way Minnesota can come down here.
Right.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
Yeah, it was.
And that's just like a 200 rep.
It is a 250 rep. I think that is 1,000 funding.
1,000 funding, yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll be 3 or 4 rounds.
Yep.
And we might cut it off at 3 just because it starts so late. Then Saturday will be another. The whole weekend standard, but Saturday will be 350 points with 1,500.
Sort of the traditional standard format.
Yep.
Am I running something?
Oh.
Are you what?
Running something.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
We talked about earlier on. If I was going to run something.
This is not the best time to talk
about
okay.
it. That's okay. That's a good time to talk about it.
Yeah. It may or may not be run
by
Eggers.
You better listen up because you better be ready. Yeah.
You have to come to MomCon to find out.
Yep.
Who's being run by.
Turns out it's BangCon.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, they're like 300 like milligrams of caffeine. So don't be an idiot and don't drink multiple of them. Like, I don't, but to actually be responsible. Don't be dumb about it.
Bang, MomCon.
Yeah. Whoa, weird. That's a weird phrase.
Then on Sunday is a team tournament where you and your partner both get 200 reputation on your cruise, and then you can take whatever cruise you want. There's no, like weird character restriction. I think, can you double up on the same guy, right? I think you
no.
can.
No.
You cannot.
No?
You cannot.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. Your team has to be a legal team.
Yeah, you can't double down. Yeah.
So I can't take, there can't be a Batman and then another Batman that are both Bruce Wayne, but just different Bruce Wayne.
That's correct.
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's our tournament. Do you want it to be that way?
It is. No. These are Stefan's rules. I actually have to look at his rules again.
It's, they may be Stefan's rules, but we can change them however we want to.
I'm changing them. If you can use double, you can't, because that's dumb.
Okay. Well,
I'm of the opinion we should start this cast over.
Double Lobos, double Clayface.
Nope. It's already gone. We're rolling.
I mean, this all just gets edited, so it's fine.
Yeah, nope,
fine.
This is all in. Okay. We're all in. Josh is loving it.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I just don't have the energy for control today.
Yep.
We're moving right forward.
Yep.
Okay.
Got the plow on that train. It's hitting all that snow. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
bang.
Anything else about MomCon?
Well, Muse on Minis will be there selling product, lots of Batman product. And if you don't want to wait till MuseCon, or if you have a family reunion and some sort of shenanigans you got to go to instead of doing something sweet, you can use the GCPD Muse code on the store because we sell Batman now.
Woo!
And
that's
with,
dope.
With the code, you get 20% off.
I slammed that like button.
There you go.
Dope. But you can also get our stuff, sweet trays to go with it. And all your other things.
Get the GCPD ones.
Yeah.
Those are the coolest ones.
They do make us feel a lot better when we're like shipping those. They're like, yeah, customers are cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And then when they don't get the GCP ones, like, well, these guys are idiots.
We're not, not going that far, but hey.
Thanks for the cheap trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dip wads. That's my podcast friendly insult.
Yep.
Dip wad.
Dip wad. Mine's G. Willikers.
G. Willikers.
That's not an insult.
G. Willikers. What's our first segment?
Oh, was this me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got a couple lists from our viewers.
Ooh.
Our listeners. They're not viewers. They can't see us.
We could do a video.
Dear God, no.
What? You can look at me. That's pretty great.
Yeah. I half the time just have a bird's nest up here and then.
We should put a GoPro on you.
Yeah.
You can film everybody.
Our first listener is
Ian Schneider.
Okay. Now I'm going to cut that so that sounds really awkward.
What?
You get how more like more awkward? You're going
to. Yep.
He's going to cut I pronounced it and he's going to cut it up so it's like Nian Neischner. Like super cut it up.
Our first list comes from Ian Schneider. He is playing. He has an organized crime list that he wants us to talk about. It's his assassination list, is what he calls it. So the boss is the Holiday Killer. The sidekick is Reaper. He has a free agent, classic Deadshot, so the sniper version. The high security henchman with the Kevlar vest. Tet, who is the flamethrower henchman. Vipera, who is the silencer for. He's got the short-range silencer with 300 funding attached to him. And then he has the tailor, who is the bodyguard. So there's like a lot of cool models in this.
He's missing Calendar Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
he's
the
ultimate
no.
assassination guy.
He is an assassin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Assassin 5, right?
Is he Assassin 5?
Oh, he can't be playing organized crime, can he?
Can he not?
He has aversion to something.
It's like a version Joker, right? Or no, it's not. Okay. He can definitely be playing organized crime. That's where Nigel was playing.
Well, okay.
I don't always trust Nigel's lists.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Wait, what? There's one thing he can't be in, so I don't remember what
I thought
it was,
I just played him in Penguin.
Was it Penguin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not available.
Yeah, that's okay. I was right.
Okay.
Boom. Cool.
But yeah, so he's got the Holiday Killer as the leader, which is rough. I think it's rough mainly because in organized crime, you want your leader to be supporting.
Yeah.
But you might be able to actually get away with it in this list because most of your stuff is just guns. So
the hard part is, though, he can't inspire. That's like you really need to inspire.
You don't need to inspire for guns.
But like just movement and stuff early on for organized crime is pretty big. Like, especially turn one, you really want to inspire or, like, a follow me. So, because otherwise you're pretty slow.
You have Reaper, who's just on his own pretty fast. You have Deadshot, who doesn't need to move.
He's only 10 inches.
I mean, you can't inspire him anyway.
Yeah, I get that.
The only guys that are going to really benefit from inspire is the Taylor and Tet. Because you've got Undercover Vipera, you've got hidden high security, and then you've got free agents and sidekicks.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that's less of a drawback for this. I mean, this list is very clearly like a theme list, right? Like, it doesn't have anything to do with necessarily building the ultimate list. It's, he literally calls it his assassin list. They're all high value models are all assassin.
Assassination
that's
tribal.
That's why he built it.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Vipera fits into it as like, he's got a silenced pistol, so he's kind of like an assassin too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's always hard to judge a list or to critique a list, I guess, rather, when it's sort of themed.
Yeah.
I can tell you to not take the Reaper because he's bad for his point cost. Like,
do you think he's bad?
I do think he's bad. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Ooh, Lazarus Pit.
For his point cost, he's just not a good model. But he's an assassin that you can take, so you're taking him because that's what you wanted to build the list around, and that's fine. You basically are just wanting to haunt your opponent's leader and get off that sweet extra points, which.
Mm-hmm.
Is awesome. I've done it to Nigel with Classic Deadshot.
Yep.
And it's pretty lousy when you get your assassin bonus.
He's just like a model that I feel like he was good in first edition. I think he was very solid in first edition.
Oh, his movement's actually, it's 12. He has tireless, so you can spend a special counter to move an extra two. So I actually don't think he's that bad.
He's movement two.
He's 70. He's movement two. He's 70 rep and he costs you a sidekick.
So he goes 10.
He's not good.
And he's only willpower 6.
He has tireless. So he can spend 2 movement counters. He can also spend a special to add 2 more.
Tireless lets you spend a special counter as though it was a movement counter once per turn.
Am I crazy? So that's 10 inches.
6 plus 4 is 10 plus reach.
Is he large?
He has reach.
4 is 10 plus reach.
But he has reach. His movement isn't 12. His threat is 12.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was going crazy for a minute.
but I actually don't think he's that bad. He has combo, so he's actually rolling 6 dice for when he's attacking, plus he's got sharp for his damage.
Only willpower 6 though.
He's only willpower 6, but your counter efficiency is plus 2 cuz he's effectively willpower 8 if he's just going full on attacks. Like, that's actually not bad.
I mean, kind of.
I've been playing a lot of combo lately, and it feels really good.
You hate high security. He's exactly
no. I hate him for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is high. This is high security for 30 more points.
This is high security with 2 damage per hit.
Sure.
That's a big difference. Also, that's a huge difference.
It's also 30 more rep.
Yeah.
It's almost
with more defense.
2 high securities.
You get high security and tet.
Yeah. That's. You're correct. The base rules of the model are not bad.
Yep, and coward's rewards are good. Right. That's a good rule.
That rule is terrible.
What? That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Brutal is almost as good as Street Guy.
High security has brutal.
He's got both in this list. Just saying.
I know.
Like, they're both there.
It just seems like they're. I don't know. He's interesting. He's at
it's
least
true.
He's sturdy.
This list is almost like a test bed to see who's better.
Sure. Sure. All right. Newsflash. Reaper is better, but Reaper is 70 reputation sidekick.
Yeah.
I know. I think I feel like you could do a lot more for this point cost. Like,
that's the point.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this model will perform okay on the table.
Mm.
But if you're trying to build an optimal list, you don't take this model.
Yeah, probably.
How many times
have you seen him
in an organized crime list?
We'll find out once I own
it. See it. Let's do it.
Nigel, how many times have you played the Reaper in organized crime?
0.
He used to be really good in Black Mask.
How many times did you play the Reaper?
I have played 0 times.
Yeah, 0 times.
I don't own him.
It's weird.
I thought about it.
Yeah,
I'm super tempted at this point to play Reaper.
I don't think he's bad. I think he can do stuff. He can probably do stuff in game. Like, he just has to have the ability to not, like, he can get knocked out pretty quick or take a lot of damage pretty easy. He's only death 4. What?
I will eternally fight against your guys. Like,
it must like be death 5 or bust.
Constant, like, only death 4.
No, I mean, it's, like, that's elite. Ultra. It's elite.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if
it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
I don't know.
No.
With 6 willpower, like, that's what I've, like, if he was a 7, I think he'd be good.
Like, if you're death 4, you should have, like, Kevlar and maybe hardy.
No.
You should be like sturdy.
No.
He is sturdy.
Yeah, he's sturdy.
Yeah.
He's sturdy and he's got stealth.
He probably should be desensitized.
He's sturdy and he has stealth. He has built-in defense. His defense is not the issue.
Okay.
All right. Maybe he's good.
He probably needs light armor.
You're saying his defense is not the issue? He has solid output.
He doesn't have any pluses to hit.
He's fast as hell.
I mean, sharp is kind of like a plus.
Not fast as hell.
He's fast as hell.
He's got a 12-inch start range.
He's a 10-inch move, which is
reach is actually a big
average.
Deal.
It's nice. It's nice to have reach.
But you're not moving your full movement and doing full attack.
What?
You can't do your full movement and get all of your attacks.
Right. You can only go 8 inches and attack 6 times. That's correct.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Or threat 8 inches, rather.
I think he'd be good. You just have to play him well. He's going to be a model that you have to play really well.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do not think he will do anything bad on the tabletop.
I want models. I only
70 rep.
Yeah.
You can do a lot better.
I only want models that you have to play poorly to get the value. That's his. Archie. <He's> play him poorly and then get huge dividends.
I mean, there is a couple models out there.
There is no model you can play poorly and get huge dividends.
And just walk him forward.
Yeah, RG just run around.
Slam it at movement and defense and run forward.
Okay.
Yep.
Also, some flamethrowers are pretty easy to play. You just wait for them all to move, and then you hold it, and then you flame them.
I mean, I wish he had one more willpower or had a
I do, too. I think he'd be 100% sweet if he was 7 willpower, but whatever.
I think at 70 rep, he deserves something there. Anyway, we're not Lazarus pitting the Reaper at the moment.
We kind of are.
He's pretty hardy.
So the three of you...
He's a big part of this list, though. That's why I want to talk about
him. The three of you that play organized crime and have never played him are telling me that he's perfectly good.
I choose...
And that he should be played.
I basically choose what I play based on...
Can we just get this light out here?
Yeah. I like this light.
It keeps on blocking Max and off from me. I basically choose what I play based on the models that I like, and I don't like his model very much.
Okay.
So that's effectively, that's pretty much why I haven't played
the
Reaper.
That's fine.
He's pretty cool looking.
That's fine. There are three of you, and you have a total of 0 games with him.
I suggest you buy him and play him. He's great.
Organized Crime is the only list that like overlaps more than 2 of us. And you guys have never played him, and your argument is that he is very good.
I think part of it why a lot of people haven't had him because he's a Black Mask model beforehand.
Sure.
And you'd have to get him independently, but yeah.
Sure. He was his own individual model.
He is, yeah.
I own him.
Back in the day, but he only
I wanted to play him. His big flaw in my mind has always been that he's 3 more points than Sickle.
Oh.
And Sickle destroys him.
Well, that's you're playing a different crew, but that's okay.
No, I know.
Unfortunately, Sickle doesn't destroy him anymore because he's
illegal. If I wanted to play a good model at 67 in that ballpark, I would play Sickle in Penguin, and then that's kind of my old.
I mean, comparing him to a lot of the Bat family members, he's actually comparable. So that's why I think he's actually fairly comparable to most of the Catwomen. I don't think, other than their stats.
He doesn't
stats.
Do anything that a Catwoman does.
I know, but they're...
Catwoman is defense 5 and movement 5.
Well, yeah, those are very good
stats,
though.
They're not comparable at all, other than their rep cost is
but
similar.
Then being able to, like, he can put out more damage than most of them.
But that's most of the Catwomans? Yes, yeah. I agree.
I'm just
statement.
Comparing to, like...
He's just comparing the sexual tension that he creates.
I'm just comparing them to like models I can take in Bat Family, basically.
Yes.
And that rep cost range.
And that rep cost
range. So compare him to Huntress then. Why Catwoman? Catwoman.
That was the first
comparison.
Thing I thought about. I don't know. It was a model at that point range.
Look, I don't think
and
he's
I was
bad.
Like, Reaper, I think, would be great.
Agreed, which is what I said at the beginning. He's not a bad model. But you can do much better for 70 rep in organized crime.
What are you going to take?
That's dependent on the list you're building. He's building an assassin list. I can't put another assassin.
Well, regardless of assassins, do you take like high security and something else then?
He already has high security.
Yeah, so. I
probably am looking at a different free agent. Or I'm looking at going to Maroni as my leader for a gun list.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's built as a gun list.
Or Ventrilo Quest.
And then just cheat and take the holiday killer.
That's why I'm saying it's hard to critique a list like this because.
I'm not saying critique the list.
Of course he could do that.
I'm not saying the list. I'm just saying just the model in general. Like for 70 rep.
I mean, I'll find 20 some extra rep and
put
Willshot in there.
Yeah,
if like,
Willshot.
If I'm really like pushing the competitive lever hard. So that's. that's not what this list is built.
No, I'm not.
For,
yeah, so, I'm not even worried about the list. I'm just talking in general.
Sure.
Like if, when I see him, I'm like, it's like a high security plus like something else that's pretty close. Right. You know, like him and Tet, like those are two beefy guys, and they do a lot of output. And they
I
can
mean,
do a
you
bunch.
Can get Scarecrow in your list.
Scarecrow,
you can get, like there's
Mad Hatter,
Damian Dark.
Damian, no, he's 85, but yeah, close.
I
enough.
Mean,
close enough.
You
yeah.
can probably finagle. I don't know. I mean, 70 rep is like it definitely is like a weird level where you're gonna have to chip out of something else to get like a different free agent.
I don't know, I kind of want to see him played a couple times and see how that goes, but yeah,
so I don't know.
He's
maybe
solid.
If you just want a brawler, but like
which is, that's
then,
what he is,
but then you're hard pressed to be like can I find a way to get
King Shark
in,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Because King Shark's fast and can throw all those dice,
right. So I don't know. Again, it's not that I think the Reaper is bad. I just think he's frequently outclassed.
I mean, this list is kind of cool in that, like, it's you really put a lot of pressure on their leader or their boss.
Sure. I mean, if you're playing into like a Riddler crew with this list, it's pretty hilarious because you're gonna get him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to get through the bodyguard. But
The number of games that I play with the Riddler that the Riddler doesn't die within the last like turn or two is pretty low. Like He almost always dies by the end of the game, but I've usually scored so many points. But Assassin could certainly help that out a little bit. What's the Holiday Killer's Assassin level?
Three.
So that's also the Reaper's weak point here is he's only Assassin 2. The other two are Assassin 3. But
yeah.
So you're wanting to kill.
You're wanting to get him with Deadshot
you're
or
wanting
the Holiday
to
Killer.
Get him with the Deadshot.
But I think
Holiday
you'll
killer,
be okay right? if Reaper gets
if you only get if you only get the two extra points. If you only go to 10 points for killing their leader instead of 11.
Yeah, there's some scenarios where you could just get more points. Yep.
You got to get that scientific leader. That's the one.
Yeah.
Lex, run the other way.
You got to get Lex. That's when you're just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you can get Freeze. Good luck, but you got the sniper shot.
Oh, because he's scientific, you mean?
Yeah.
He's not invaluable, though.
Yeah, that's true. But he's scientific.
I mean, Ivy's probably easier.
I mean, that's probably true. What's his face? Lex isn't scientific and invaluable anymore.
So that's the other thing, right? Is that there's no like bonuses in this list.
Like hit?
Deadshot can hold his breath, of course.
But Holiday Killer gets rerolls if your points
are
certain,
high enough.
Yeah,
so 50. That's fair.
Also, Deadshot has plus one.
Yes, because he's range master.
Yeah.
I think what I've always been afraid of with the Holiday Killer, not just afraid of, it just happens. He just dies.
Yeah. Yep. He's
like,
death 3.
He's death 3 and Darren 6, and then he's your like leader. That's actually can be pretty brutal.
He's only given up 4 VPs. He's psychic value. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Well, he's... there's, again, like, at least 2 or 3 scenarios out there, depend on your leader dying.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you always run that risk whenever you decide not to have, like, a real boss. Yeah. Like, a real leader.
A real boss. Just, like, a tough and Ronald. Yeah, I agree. I will say... And one thing that I see about this list is like you have a lot of low defense, so you're gonna probably get a lot of miles taken out pretty easily or hard.
Yeah,
that's actually a good your point. Like just to expand on it, because you were talking about there's like a lot of scenarios where you get extra bonus points for killing the leader, and like ordinarily I'd be like, well, you don't have to play this list in there when your leader might die,
but you want
to play this list into this because that's like what you've done.
Yeah, right. That's what
do.
Yeah, that's the
so
dream
like
for you.
Yeah, it's sort of like an extra. Yeah, it does make Holiday Killer a little. But he's got Taylor in the list.
Oh, yeah.
So that's worth considering that he did bring the Taylor for bodyguarding. And that's probably where he's going
to
get stapled. Like,
so
it's not like he's following the Reaper around most likely.
Yeah, you probably need to slow roll him up the board if you're playing this. Like, you can't just, like, send him out there by himself. Because that's what I see a lot, too. Holiday Killer gets owned because he, like, goes out there by himself and someone goes over and beats him up.
For sure. I mean, you're probably trying to advance everybody under Deadshot, basically.
Sure.
You basically want him covering everyone.
Yeah.
That's your best bet, and your crew staying alive. But,
I'd like to see something in the list that helped with... So this is an option, is instead of Reaper, how many points... Because we've got 3 additional points, so you have to find 4 points by probably downgrading Tet or Vipera. But instead of Reaper, play Rebirth Harlequin, and then you've got an additional way to lower defense on high value leader targets.
Yeah.
So you're dropping them down. If it's defense 5, you're dropping them down to 5, and then Deadshot's hitting on 4s, and Holiday Killer is re-rolling on four or on fours instead of. Or, sorry, you're dropping them down from five to four.
Yeah.
Then Deadshot's hitting on threes.
Yeah.
Holiday Killer is re-rolling on fours. Like, it just becomes much scarier to their to your opponent.
Than, yeah.
Yeah.
With a lot of leaders that have that ability to push their defense high.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a piece that I would rather see than the Reaper in here.
Yeah, that'd be good, I think.
Because I don't think you... Your idea is you want to assassinate, and you get these two assassin three guys. Like, the Reaper's probably not the one who's ever going to get the job done anyway. So I'd rather see... I'd rather see some way to lower defense in the list.
Yeah. And she does, like, three stun, too.
And yeah, she, well, she's just great all around.
She adds a good objective runner to the list as well.
Some needed speed. I mean... I guess you have undercover and a hidden model, but...
Well, you have two hidden models.
Oh, right, because the Holiday Killer's hidden.
He is.
But he's going to be close to where
he's not going to be awesome by himself, yeah.
Most of the time.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of just, like, going one all in one strategy.
I mean, I like Tet for this list because it gives you some crowd control while you're trying to focus fire their leader down.
Yeah. This would not be a list I'd want to take against Penguin, although you might... I don't know.
Well, so that's
Penguin's actually kind of hard to kill.
Finding another crowd control model would be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Penguin can be hard to kill, but Deadshot is actually well suited to killing him.
I mean, you got to get him off that Penguin first, though, through the bodyguard.
Deadshot can do that.
Also, mind you, didn't Deadshot, he killed Emperor. He killed the big Penguin, Blue Penguin.
But he's he also, in the previous game to that game, essentially killed Penguin, like he didn't kill him, but he just one-shotted you off the boat and put you to I don't know, like 3 or 4 health remaining.
Yep.
Because he's anti-tank, he scopes.
He's anti-tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, you're right. The bodyguard is like somewhat, but he does so much damage that he can just like blow through the bodyguard in a single turn. So
if he crits,
yeah, no, admittedly. Yeah.
But no, but that's still terrifying.
Yeah. So, and if...
You're like,
if,
oh, did you move
they
him first?
They basically always have to move Lark first.
Yeah, exactly.
And then move the Penguin is like... So he's actually well-suited to killing Penguin.
Yeah.
Okay. But...
And just lots of things. I mean, he just...
The thing that protects you against Deadshot killing your leader is high defense and large... A large amount of endurance, high defense, and
or dodge. Yeah.
Good. So I'm basically okay. Okay. Good. Good to know.
Not really.
What? I play Batman's.
Yeah, just Batman, but like Batwoman.
Well, like, she's not a leader.
Okay, leaders. Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying in general, like some like I'd be terrified sometimes of like scopes.
Oh no, I am I didn't say I wasn't terrified of scopes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the way that I would retool this is I'd probably drop the Reaper because I think that he's an unnecessary assassin option and he doesn't help with crowd control. I'd bring in Rebirth Harley because she does help drop like opponent's defense to make your assassination runs better, as well as provide a lot of other just varied options. Helps control like the special users, magic users, etc. I love Tet here, and I'd look at trying to get a different another crowd control type model in the list.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where your struggle with it is, like trying to kill a leader that has a larger swarm.
What other crowd control model is
there? I don't know.
Damien Dark?
It's like Firefly.
Damien Dark's probably too expensive.
Yeah.
There's
really like for like crowd control like him, there's not much better than a flamethrower.
No, I think Tet's the best you can get. I'm just thinking something like Vipera is maybe not even going to kill a henchman in a turn.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I want a model that either, like, an assault rifle that can for sure kill a henchman in a turn.
A good control piece.
A perfect control piece.
Yeah.
There's probably no other sprays available, right?
No. There are only two others. It's Firefly and what's his face from the CW?
Heatwave,
yeah.
And if you're taking Rebirth Harley and Comic Deadshot, then you don't actually have a free agent slot for either of them anyway.
Yep.
So I don't know. There might not be another good option.
Yep. You might have to have a second list for the Penguin type crews or whatever.
Sure.
bit. I actually think this crew would be pretty terrifying against like my more elite crews.
I like the idea of just doubling down to.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah,
just double down on it. Like that's it. The game we're gonna play.
Just turn it into a war machine game. We're just trying to assassinate casters.
Assassinate casters. Yeah. There is some value in sort of forcing a strategy in a game if you can.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's always kind of like no one is playing a game and not looking to kill the opponent's boss. Like if you can do that, like you're usually up.
Yeah.
But making the game specifically about it, if you can do that, is interesting.
Yep.
Sometimes it's tough, like when you run into some Batmans, you're like, I'm not killing them. Like unless like they throw them out there.
As long as you got Comic Deadshot, you always got an ace in the hole.
Yeah.
You unless, can kill anybody anytime.
Unless
it's Big Bats.
Unless it's Big Bats.
Yeah. Right?
What do you mean?
I think Scope still sees
Scope sees him.
Oh crap.
Yeah, Scope's in night vision.
I'll
see
just
him.
Drop down on him.
Sure,
yeah.
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 Yeah, Big Bats would be an issue. I'm not saying it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you put, like, other models around.
You just
around
put a Holiday Killer within range to walk up and... Is he light?
I don't know.
He is not.
Oop, there you go.
So,
well, sure. I mean, if
Big
you're
Bats
picking...
Big Bats will be a rough one.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Don't play this list in the Big Bats would be my suggestion.
You got him. Counterpicked.
Colin's always counterpicking.
Oh, yeah.
The old CC, counterpicking Colin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. If anyone else has any other lists, feel free to post them or message us, and we can always bring them up and chat about them as well. So.
Yep. So there was actually, I played this list a couple times. I wanted to talk about a little Bat Family list that I got brewed together. The sad thing about Bat Family is there's not very many ways to create a list. So. Because I remember when Batwoman was spoiled, Stefan actually messaged me. Or not when Batwoman was spoiled, when Dark Knight Rises was spoiled, he messaged me. And he was like, I got this list. And I was like, oh, I have the same list. So this is like, it's not... the problem with Batfamily is there's not very many variations. But the list is actually Dark Knight Rises Batman with an upgraded Batsuit. Robin, the Damian Wayne Robin with handcuffs, Batwoman with an extra magazine, Batgirl with handcuffs, and oh my god, Undercover, there we go. It's a 59 point Batgirl as well. So the thing I really love about this list is that actually everybody can rest, because this Batman can rest, and then also Batwoman can, so then you just hand out your two handcuffs. Normally, Robin's the one that ends up getting reconnaissance, which is the equipment for Undercover for me. But this list, what I really like about it is that it's you take your Batman and you just shove him down somebody's throat. He probably knocks somebody out, especially with his stealth or master of stealth and his plus one to hit. So that first turn he goes in, he probably so far I haven't. Fail to knock out whatever I touch on that first go. The real technique or what I need to work at getting better at is to continually take advantage of the Master of Stealth rule so you can always get sneak attack. So when I take this list, I tend to take the Batman strategy that gives him where he's only hit on six ups and he can't be shot and he will only be attacked in base-to-base. And the strategy that lets him move, so the Batman specific that places him 6 inches at the beginning of the round.
Can you take that if you're not Brave and the Bold?
Yep, yes. It's not a Brave and the Bold, it's just Batman, it's just Bruce Wayne. Cool.
All those special ones say if you're the crew or you have the model.
Ah, okay, yep. Cool. Oh, so can League Bane and League take Move the Titan?
Yes, correct.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like... The list is really fun. What I've seen with Batwoman, I really, really like her in Brave and the Bold. Or, sorry, the opposite way. I really like her in Batfamily. Her being able to utilize Batclaw 2 turns in a row is really, really important. It just makes her a lot easier to use.
Makes her more reliable.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need to fight around like cars and things that she can walk up and jump down on.
Well, I didn't know. I wasn't doing it yesterday. We were fighting around a building in the middle of the table. I didn't know if I could just climb up a little bit on the building and then just like pass, like use the back ape and just immediately fall 100% back down.
You can.
Okay.
All you got to do is have some kind of obstacle for her to go up and come back down.
Okay.
Get a bonus.
Can I just climb up a person? I want to be able to just climb
you
on top of somebody's shoulders.
You know, you can't climb on a person. The rules will not allow you to do that. But like really literally, cool. You can just start off of a car, walk up a car, and jump down and attack.
Is it a jump, right?
You have to leap down.
Let's read it. Air combat's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
If this model uses the back claw trait or the leap down. So all they got to do is, all she's got to do is get to a point where she's more, she's off the ground.
Yeah.
And then leap down to where she
can
would.
Can you climb and leap down?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
why wouldn't you be able to?
I didn't know if it was.
Oh, you mean can you climb like partway up a building
yeah,
and leap down?
Yeah.
That I don't know the
that's
answer
kind of.
I would have to pull out the rule book.
Yeah.
She would have, so to, like, she would have to like move a bit and then climb and then sure. jump back down and move
you,
back.
You might not be able to climb like 3 inches up a building and leap down from
yeah.
it. I don't
know. The only thing I was questioning is because back cape is a passive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you can spend that any time.
But that's back cape is not the same as leap down, right?
It lets you leap down for free.
Nor become a casualty as well, falling or jumping. In addition, the model may leap down without spending the movement counter and without using any of its total movement allowance. So it's just dependent on what the leap down rules say, whether or not you can do it off the side of a building or if you have to be on top of it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd have to pull it up. I'm actually kind of assuming that you can do it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think, you can't stop your movement on the side of a building unless
you have
you climbing claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so leap down.
That's why I was asking, or that's why I was wondering if it was actually a, like, if like it's effectively interrupting your movement is what it's doing.
Right. Which,
but I know back cape doesn't interrupt your movement because when you go to the edge of a building and then you pass, you spend your special counter when you get there and then you fall down yeah. and
you can keep moving. Yeah.
So it doesn't interrupt your movement, but yeah, I don't know. Just maybe Stefan or Adam can answer our question for us, and then we'll get back to you guys next week.
Just ask them in chat.
I want to say that it seems likely that you can climb up and jump down, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, either way, it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I also keep on forgetting Searcher with her so far too. Searcher is like the one rule.
Like, I'm not really using the terrain to my benefit for air combat, and I forget about Searcher. So
I mean,
I feel like
air combat a lot.
Double backclawing is necessary for her being good.
It's a very big help. There were several times where I was stuck in a position where there's no way I could have.
Of course, double backclaw is just good. Yeah. So it's extra good with her because she gets an additional bonus for it.
Yep.
For sure. I won't disagree with that.
Yeah, I haven't been able to like she does a lot of cool stuff. Her military team works really nice with Damien, so you have to like block him on fives. It didn't really come up in our game, but I think it could have a couple times if I like could have done things differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's just really nice.
Yeah, she's solid. The biggest thing, glaring thing I see with her, she can just once she starts taking some damage, she's like, uh oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she can get knocked out pretty quick. It's nice if you have the bad armor to try to prevent that, but I think she can go down pretty quick, which is one thing for her.
What were your upgrades in this list?
Just an upgraded bat suit, handcuffs, or well, two things of handcuffs on each of the Batgirl and Robin, a magazine on Batwoman, and undercover for Batgirl.
Okay.
It's solid.
It seems like a good list.
Yeah. The biggest thing like that I just noticed when playing against like just Bat Family in general is like they've got one activation that whiffs, or it's like one, like if your opponent has one model that like can hit reliably and like knock out one of those models, it becomes really rough.
But they even have ways to help with that because
yeah, no, I know. But they, even so, like
most models that hit reliably have handy.
Sure.
They have teamwork to help with kind of mitigating whiffs on big rolls. Sure. And then they also have the rule that makes it so that model can't be hit, can only be hit
sixes.
On sixes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the rest of the turn, plus the ability to choose to go
first
in a turn. So, like, they can dig themselves out of a lot of those situations
that
other four-man teams can't do.
So normally,
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. It just comes down to, like I said, just a four-man team. Like, if one thing gets through and smokes one, it's like, you're like,
playing four models is always going to be, it's rough. Always going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Bat Family has a really, they normally always have a quick start. And then the game kind of catches up to them as the game progresses.
Yeah, which you would expect.
Yeah, and that, I'm fine with that. You just have to work up a good lead, and then know that it might start to come backwards on you.
Yeah.
One of the really cool things, and I haven't taken advantage of this with many of my other lists because I don't normally put handcuffs on Batman because I'm not normally in a position where he's like, I want to spend two of my counters to arrest somebody. Mm. But I found it super useful to inspire with Batman, gives Damian Wayne, who's already activated a counter and movement or special or something, whichever one I need. Yeah. And then, well, if I spend the special, I'd probably put it into movement.
I was going to say spending a special to get a special back doesn't seem that great, but sure.
so this way I can I was constantly in a position where I'd allocate four to my attack. So I could do my max attacks, one into movement, one into special, so that way I can backclaw, and then the rest into special, so I can either attempt to do a sneak attack or also inspire, because inspiring my dudes is good.
Sure.
But that inspire was helping me actually get to the point where I could actually arrest people, which was pretty awesome.
It's like a super weird ghetto veteran.
It is.
You're like, you're moving this, moving that. Did I get that?
Yeah, just in case we weren't explaining it clearly and you're like, what are they talking about? Batman inspires spending a special to Damian and puts the counter wherever he wants to have a counter to take away for teamwork and give Batman. So Batman essentially transfers one of his special counters into movement, attack, or defense by putting it on Damian in that spot and then pulling it from teamwork.
Yep, but it can make his plan very fluid, so it's not, when I allocate at the beginning of the turn, I know that I can just put that counter anywhere.
Cute. It's a cute little synergy. Yep.
But it was one of those, it wasn't a thing that I even figured out until there was a point where I needed high security henchmen and the ninja guy.
Kabuto.
Yeah, both of them were knocked out. And I was like, well, I really need to take both of them. I need them both arrested because they just have a tendency to wake up. Mm-hmm. High security, obviously.
High security didn't wake up.
He was the one that didn't wake up. Kabuto always wakes up.
Okay.
That guy's a boss.
He does not always wake up, but that's okay.
Well, against me, he's always woke up.
I don't know about that, but he's a five.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this game he did.
Oh, I remember the league game. He woke up every time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been scarred. But yeah. So then I was able to actually arrest them because of Inspire, that was really awesome. Mm. But yeah, Bat Family has been pretty fun. This last week at least. Before that, they were pretty rough. But then I went and played Brave and the Bold, and I was like, well, this was rougher.
Really? I think Brave and the Bold is more reliable than Bat Family.
He played crowdsourced Brave and the Bold into Gaggy.
Oh, okay.
And Gaggy's OP.
Yeah.
Oh, you play crowd community list. That's different. That should not be your viewpoint on Brave and the Bold. They're really good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin just doesn't want to play the models that make them good.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine.
Like what?
Like Gordon and Constantine and Cops.
Gordon's awesome. And Constantine's awesome. They're both super cool.
He just wants to play Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that is true.
I mean, I still think you can play Batman, a bunch of cool stuff.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, but Colin's opinion is Colin's.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to play Batman.
Just like this guy wants to play, assassin models, even though they might not be the best OC models to play. But
sure,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Don't say Brave and the Bold is bad.
No, Brave and the Bold is clearly not bad.
Okay, that's my point.
Terrible. Yeah. I made this statement, and I think it's probably wrong, but the only crews that I want to play that's an actual crew is League of Assassins.
I mean, it's not wrong. That's what's whatever you want to play. You're entitled to whatever you want to play.
Colin is a roller coaster. We all know this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then why don't you play them? I don't understand.
I do play them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He did a couple weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah, we played a couple weeks ago with them too, but yeah. No, I might. I was going to sell my Brave and the Bold, but I decided to keep it just so I can play Edric in. Because now, with all the extra cops, he can easily come out.
Sure.
Which I'm excited about. And I'm going to play some Constantine. I'm on a magic kick.
Also, now that we know that the Etrigan rule is +2 and not +1 per casualty.
Yeah. Which has always been, it's always been that, but.
It's always been that, but for some reason we always thought it was a 1.
Oh, let's roll box cards.
Yep.
Well, speaking of magic users, are we done with Brave and the Bold? With Bat Family?
We are done. We're definitely done with Brave and the Bold, but we're also done with Bat Family. Okay.
Well, Eggy, did you want to talk about your experience playing with Damian Dork and perhaps expose him or not?
Immersing yourself in the world of the CW.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It feels pretty scummy playing CW model.
No, or did
so,
it?
It was so juicy.
Yeah.
He balled. Yeah. Like, for sure. I played like, I actually took the list apart because I probably won't play that list. But it was like Bane, DK Bane, Damian Dark. I didn't have Barsad in that list. High Security Henchman, Stealth Op, Cuchillo, Mercenary 1 and Mercenary 2, because you can't take Soldiers of Fortune. You can only have one with DK Bane.
Mm-hmm.
So the list is solid. Like, I think that list is just really good, period. Like, it's very aggro-y because you have two grapple guns with High Security Henchman and Kabuto. So like, I think Cookie played that a bunch too with High Security Henchman and stuff. But you play with the old Bane. Mm-hmm. But I guess we're talking about Damian Dark. So I think like maybe 3 to 4 casts ago, I'd say I played Damian Dark and never played him. Or just haven't played that much.
Hasn't had time for games.
Yeah. Really. But no, I tried him out. I wanted to just kind of give him a test run and see how he'd do. I was kind of on the fence. I didn't know if he'd be good or not just based on like, because compared to other magic users, it seems like he can die a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because he's like 7 endurance and 4 defense, which is still very solid. But compared to other magic users, you're like, oh, I've got charm or luck.
Does he not have the... Is his school? He's necromancy. Got necromancy, right?
Yeah.
Does his school not have the can't be attacked within six? That's different.
Yeah, that's Jason Blood's. I'm trying to think.
No, a cult. No.
It's is it a cult?
Yeah, it's a cult.
It's cool.
You teleport or
Enchantress
whatever.
Also has necromancy
and a cult.
So that's what I was checking. Is that it's not necromancy?
Yeah, yeah. She's got both.
Okay.
But he has necromancy, which is a very, very good school. It's really, realistically, you're only going to cast, I think, he's got Resurrection and Black Pain are the two necromancy spells.
Depends on your list. I think Resurrection is totally fine. Mm-hmm. Willpower.
Depends on the circumstances.
Endurance
of the game
4
too.
Endurance 5 model.
I thought about it. I should have probably, I think if I had the opportunity, I could have rezzed Kabuto.
Yeah.
Because he's endurance 5.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
comes
right.
back with 2 health. And he runs off to the corner.
He rezzed them right out of jail.
Yep.
Snaps his fingers, snaps him out of jail, right?
Yep.
We can just say he snuck out. He's a ninja.
Yeah. What's he have to roll to get a endurance 5?
I don't have the spell card.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But,
well, you played it just recently, so I thought.
Yeah, I didn't cast it or anything, but.
I know it's a hard roll.
But I'm going to go over his stats quick. He's willpower 7, movement 2, attack 4, defense 4, and endurance 7. So very solid. He's kind of slow with only movement 2 is his issue. And I try to patrol him. And then Colin forgot about his searcher, so I took back the patrol to count for the searcher. I was like, ah, screw it.
Sure.
But I think like I had fast advance as well. So I'll be able to go up the board. So if you can patrol and put him up the board, because he kind of is in the middle of the field, I think it's kind of where he can work, so he can attack multiple targets at once. And I think that's his wheelhouse, is being able to dish out a bunch of damage to several different models and also doing a ton of damage to one model the same turn. So with Black Pain, you will have to get a 14 with your roll. So you need a 7 if you're...
Do you remember what the negative is?
You're -1 attack, -1 defense for the round. So you always do that last.
If you can. Yeah, sure.
Mm. In most cases, you always can. Like if he's activated and doing stuff. But so I'll usually... Like in this game, he was able to kind of just... He got in the middle of the field pretty early because I had him patrol up and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's pretty safe. So the second turn he went in, I kind of threw away Bane. Kind of willy nilly. I kind of could have played it way safer, which I probably should have. I didn't think, and I didn't think you're going to hit like every attack and every damage roll, which is like, okay. But yeah, with the defense dice, and Bane can't be snuck attack. But, and he gets +1 to block. So it's like, oh shit. Well, Bane just, I was like, I wasn't expecting that at all, or at least to live for like one more round. So he was actually a willpower 8 because of Hidden Boss as well.
That's actually, so it's always nice when you find, like a lot of times you look at Hidden Boss, I like say Nightwing, and you're like, cool, like an extra willpower.
It's huge for him.
That's nice.
Yeah.
On a magic user, it's a big deal. Particularly, that's a, whenever I've looked at him, I've been like, man, Necromancy is like one of the hardest
tools. It is, yeah.
And he's a 7, and he has no bonuses.
Yep. So he had a real hard 7.
Oh my God.
For that black painting.
I forgot Batman gets True Love Damian Wayne. So,
your,
yeah.
Your Batman does?
Every Batman, as long as Damian Wayne's in the list.
Oh, that's just a rule?
Yep.
Not Damian Wayne?
I forgot about that. It doesn't matter, but...
Okay.
But yeah, no, so like, he can like... He has a +1 to hit also because he's a master fighter. Mm-hmm. And he also has double stun. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you can throw those attack dice at someone pretty hard. And he's got like... If he's in walking range, he can kind of camp the defense. And then so like with that and the +1 to hit, he becomes kind of more reliable. He's also a 3-up strength. So he's got like pretty reliable dice, and then he's got the elemental bolt and also the black pain. So it's like he can dish out damage over like several different models. So yeah. Like he just was able to do, like, honestly, the game is pretty much over. And it was just him versus like him, Mercenary 1 and 2 against like all Bat Family, pretty much.
How many magic points does he have again? 4?
4. Okay. Yeah. So he can just do just enough for like a bolt and the black pain.
Well, he also can be, the thing to not forget is that magic healing
at
3, and then restoration, which is to remove a status, an active effect, all active effects off a model.
Yep.
Like you can do both of those.
That's
what
if he was going to go in with Batwoman, turn 1, try to stun Bane, I was going to use that on Bane.
Yeah.
To just be like, oh, guess I'm not stunned.
Well, that's, he's not stunned. Oh, that specifically. But like the number of times that you can like heal a knocked out model with, this is just magic users in general.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, healing a knocked-out model and having the ability... Having 4 is, like, kind of a key, because you can heal a knocked-out model and stand them up.
Yep.
And that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And it's something to always consider when you've got a magic user, regardless what else they can do.
Which I didn't in that game, which I probably should have. But, honestly, in this game, he pretty much took on 350 points worth of a list. Like, legit, he knocked out Damian. He knocked out Batwoman. I thought there was one turn left, and that's why I didn't go for... Batgirl, but he already did like he had like 5 damage on her or something like that, and she healed 1, so she had like 4 left.
She had 3 on her.
Well, then he could have walked over, thrown 4 dice at her with his thing, and then had black paint on her, so he probably knocks her out.
Well, she's defense 5, so it's 3
dice.
On her
she's defense 5. She was stacking defense,
so I need 4s.
Yeah, you need 4s, and then she can block.
And then also I just have to hit a black paint and have the 2 spells to go after 2. So.
Yeah, that's easier.
Yeah, right. Because then there is no defense. It is what it is. Like, I need like a...
you need a 6 for black pain, and then you need a...
6? 5.
Maybe a 6. When your willpower 8.
It's 9+5, so I need a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely doable. But my whole point is, he literally could have took out 3 of the 4 models in the game, and he's very likely had a very good opportunity to do that, and he did took out 2 of them. So it's like... He did so much work throughout the game. It's pretty insane, like what he could actually do.
My issue with him has always been willpower 7.
Yeah.
The spells that he has available to cast. Usually with the magic, you're just like, yeah, it's so reliable. I'm John Constantine. I get to reroll 4s that
sure,
I need.
Sure, right. Yeah, I get you.
And Zatanna's like, oh, I need not snake eyes on 2 dice all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas.
No, it's definitely questionable.
Damian Dark needs 6s or 7s with no rerolls on almost every spell.
Everything, yes. And he failed a couple during the game. Yeah. And another thing, too, it's like he was able to pass a bunch of endurance tests for the black pain, which was huge.
What's the Kushu? You obviously had no reason to use it.
I didn't. It's a 1 model is like immune to magic.
And magic, right? Yeah, and that's his special, and it costs like 1 magic point, I think.
Yeah, so you probably cast a turn 1.
Yeah.
And then it sits there for the rest of the game until you move it.
Oh, it's not till the end of, or till start next turn?
I think it is. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I can check really quick. Let me check.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, so Kushu Doll is 2 magic points and within 8 inches. So, like, realistically, he's probably going to cast turn 1, and then it's not until Damien's removed from the game or you cast on a different model. So
difficulty 11, so he needs to hit a four?
Four, yeah. So it's pretty reliable.
Yeah. So you basically just put it on Bane.
Yeah, if you have if you get some other magic, which is great.
In your list, for example, but you know.
I think he's good in a list where like you have a lot of other output stuff. Because this time I played, I think I want to play him with Barsad for Barsad to cover him because he's really scared of guns. So he can just get shot at pretty hard.
Sure.
So I was going to have like Barsad cover him. But in this list too, is Bane, Kabuto with a grapple gun, a Titan Dose like I normally do, High Security with a grapple gun, and a Venom Dose. So I'll put him. And then like there's a guy with an axe, the new mercenary one with the axe with the Venom Dose. And then, who's also a surprise, is Mercenary 2 with the automatic gun. He also has reinforced gloves. He's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of surprised by that. But he actually did some damage to Batman and, like, did some damage to Batwoman 2 with the gun, like, just in the fray. Like, you don't want to go for him because he's kind of some rube, but he can just dish out a bunch of damage. And he's, like, strength 4 up. He grabbed a Titan Dose early on and was able to go in there and do some damage, which was like, like, he helped out during the game as well. Mm. So, it's like, there's, a ton of output in the list. And if I feel like if... That's kind of why he couldn't like focus on Damien Dark because there's so many other options that like, oh man, High Security here, Kabuto's here, and like I kind of held them back for a bit, so he couldn't get Alpha'd super hard. So if you can like get him in the fray without getting Alpha'd super hard, I think that's where he shines, because then he can kind of stack his defense dice and then do all and offensive dice and do a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
I don't know. Overall, I'm pretty happy with him. And then also he's got good dice fixing. He's got a way around defense with the magic and the black pain. Mm. Just Master Fighter is nice too for the +1 to hit and double stun. And then you have the handcuffs in Bane now too. So Cuchillo can come and just arrest someone if him or Bane knock somebody out. So you've got two, like Bane has reliable dice to reroll DK Bane with combos, and then him, and then the handcuffs for both of them. So I don't know. He seems overall solid, just period. And he also has self-discipline, which is kind of nice against like Ivy and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's just really good. Like, I think he needs to be played well, so he just doesn't die. But like if you play him well enough and you get him in the fray, he can just have tons of output. Also, I like scheming too. I know Nidal doesn't like it, but it's actually really
nice.
This
is what we've been waiting to talk about.
Yeah, actually, it's been really nice. Like I felt like it was really valuable in my game.
Because how is it valuable?
For like moving him in to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like seeing where like if someone stacked defense or didn't stack defense, I was like, okay, you didn't stack defense on that guy. I'm going to go punch that guy instead and then use the magic on
other
stuff.
Well, you're playing against Colin's Bat family. He never puts anything in defense.
I don't.
Except you just said that you had Batwoman or Batgirl stacking defense.
I did. So. This was actually a little bit of a weird game, and I regretted stacking defense a couple times.
It worked
specifically
out. He got lucky,
Batwoman,
though, because he actually did crit and did 2 stun, which literally gave Batman 1 stun enough to actually knock him out at the end of the game. Otherwise, we would have tied.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but at the same time, if I would have attacked her, she might not have had all that stuff. But it was actually awesome. I'm super stoked. He literally crawled me back in a game that did no place even like competing in, I felt like.
Yeah.
Did you agree? Like, I felt like he just like literally, it was weird. I've never seen one model that be able to like crawl back on the hole.
I've seen it before.
I guess. I mean, but he's only like, that's the thing. He's only 85 points and 200
funding. It tends to happen with magic users, actually.
Yeah.
What
are you talking about, the Etrigan games?
I've seen Etrigan tear apart.
Yeah,
games,
Etrigan was, well, I feel like these like mid-level magic guys are really good at like taking out other like mid-range like henchmen, like 50 rep on up kind of guys.
Sure.
Because they kind of have like somewhat low endurance and stuff. So like
they have terrible defense of 4 typically.
Yeah.
Well, I mean like Etrigan has the spray and then like the flaming wave and all that stuff that just ignores it anyways.
Yeah.
So they have got like ways around that kind of stuff. I don't know. He was cool to play. I didn't get to throw any throwing cards.
You never threw the
throwing cards? I forgot about it. I kind of brain farted because I was trying to throw at Damien turn 1. I forgot to do that. I threw dice at Batman instead, which is really bad. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's always been intriguing, basically because he's the affordable bad guy magic user. Like Enchantress, you're basically building an Enchantress list.
Mm. Yep.
That's been my sticking point. It's just been like willpower 7 and like black pain is 14.
You need a 7. Hard 7.
And that's
be a lot better if you get your leader thrown away.
Sure. So
yeah, he wasn't my game. I threw him away pretty hard.
So that's an interesting strategy if you're going to build a list with like Like, let's say I wanted to build a Joker list, but I was like,
I mean, at least you're immortal.
But I was like, I don't want Joker. I want Gaggy. And I just want to go and do a crap ton of damage to a lot of models.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boom. Then Damian Dark's the real leader. He's the real mastermind. Yeah. He's going to do some damage to several models. You know, like, I could see a strategy like that being interesting. And it doesn't have to be Gaggy. It could be.
I don't think it's a strategy. Like, I think it's like, I was going to try to play, I thought Bane would be way more survivable than what he was, like, just based on the math of the dice. But, like, I could have just played him super, like, a lot safer. And you can, like, literally just have Bane go kill one of their high target guys.
Sure.
And then, like, if he dies, then it's okay. But at least he took out one of their huge guys for your huge guy. And then you have this super badass magic user left.
He definitely gets better at willpower 8. Although sixes are still, like, needing sixes on two dice is sketchy.
But I think in this game, you know, as Eggers was saying, the punching people with four dice and reliably beating them down first and then shooting some magic
guys. And you're plus one on that, too.
The action, not economy efficiency necessarily, but, like, the sheer weight of your action output with him may be enough to just be like, okay, it's okay that he doesn't. Doesn't hit his sevens and sixes.
And like, that happened in the game.
Say 50% of the time. Like, it's still fine.
Yeah.
You can still get enough out of him. So
and that exactly happened. Like he even passed a couple black pains, like twice on Damian, one on Batgirl too. Yeah. So like if that goes even more so, like I feel like it's like boom and it helps a lot. So like even if he does fail, I feel like just with punching and the efficiency of magic plus his output with his regular counters, it's enough.
And I know like you know, like the Minnesota guys, you know, they made the comment, resurrection's a trap or whatever. I actually don't think it's a trap. Because I feel like if you're playing a real grindy game, like at the end of the game, you're just like, man, you know what would be useful? Another body.
Yeah.
Even if it only has two health when it comes back. And I need a seven to raise an endurance five guy. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let's go. If your magic user does three blood to you, but.
right.
If your magic user is maybe like towards the end of the game, not surrounded by anybody, like there's not really a reason to not bring somebody back,
right?
Like say like Constantine just killed the henchman that was fighting over these two objectives like in that same area, then you might as well just res a guy and have him go stand on that other objective.
Like if the three blood failure won't kill you,
do
it.
It's a
valuable and powerful tool to have available to you. Will it come up every game? Of course not,
right?
But when it does.
Well, it's even good for like Kabuto Man, great, because he had a grapple gun too.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool. Well, we're going to keep fighting in the middle of the table. Kabuto's back up. It's on the edge of your deployment. Is that where it's at? Or the edge of table?
No, it's, I think it has to be within X number of inches of the model that does the resurrection.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
I can check.
But still, just to have another model, like if one sat on the other, like on my medical supplies, that's huge during the game.
Yeah.
I don't think you had the opportunity to, but.
Yeah.
Return that model to play within 4 inches of the caster in a position which is volume will fit.
You can always just walk away and try to rest someone.
And they can't do anything that round, but can be activated as normal in the next round.
Yeah, okay. So maybe like if he like walks away his full distance and then tries to rest somebody.
Right. No, for sure. Or like a lot of times you'll be like, and now I'm on my objective, but I can't score both of them.
Yeah.
But like frequently you've got
two
objectives within 4 inches of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of times that it'll be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So overall, like I know.
Which is why it's a hard roll to hit.
Which it should be. But overall, like I'm really happy with him and I'll definitely play him more. Like for a cheap magic user, he felt great. Like he felt uber. Like I think he shines against Baphomet. Like he does good in like those where he can stack his defense. And he's like, I'm an output. And if you want to come after me, come after me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it was trophy. So he could sit at the middle of the table and brawl and do all that stuff. Yeah. So that helped as well.
Sure.
So it's like, I think he's just solid. For 85 points and 200 funding is kind of rough for him.
I'm super interested to play him. Black Pain, when I've seen Enchantress use it, is just like a nightmare. Now, she more reliably hits it.
Yeah.
But it's just so much damage for a single activation.
Like I feel
let alone the fact that they can also then hit afterwards. So him having access to that is pretty sweet.
Yeah. I feel like him, like, I felt like on turn two, I was going to reliably knock out Damian because I had four attack. I didn't knock him out on turn two because I was able to walk to him, throw four dice into him. Needing threes?
He's defense four.
So needing threes.
You needed fours because I was on Titan that turn. No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't. Yeah. Turn three you were, because that's okay. When you killed high security.
So yeah, needing threes.
Yeah, and then I need a four.
He's strength four?
No, he's strength three. Okay. I need threes after that.
Yeah.
So I'd probably do like two.
You should do four stun.
Yeah.
With four dice.
Yeah. So like that almost kills him, and then I have to roll 13.
Maybe you should do like 3.5 stun or something, but
okay, I mean, whatever.
Four stun is reasonable to expect.
Yeah, and then I was at willpower eight. So then I has had to hit 9 plus his defense. So that would have had a 13, which I need 8. So I need a 5 to just do 2 more, which is pretty reliable.
This is all assuming he can't block you too, but...
Yeah, he didn't have any defense. Yeah.
This is Damian Wayne we're talking about.
Yeah. So that's 5.
Yeah, counters
Damian Wayne as played by Colin.
Yeah.
There's no way he has counters.
So his mid-level range models, he can just throw tons and tons of dice and tons and tons of damage at and just knock them out one round.
Yeah.
And the black paint, too, is 3 extra stun. Yeah. So.
No, that's intriguing.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for, honestly. I was like, I want him to take out Damian, but you can't let Damian get on you first is the issue.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. I don't know. He's great. I honestly think he's great.
And I do think that there will be matchups into which Khushu Idol is like super good. Super good. And just having that option as well.
No, overall, like I said, for a cheap magic user, he's solid. I mean, he's not cheap. He's 85, but at least he can still punch with all of his counters or throw cards.
Yeah.
Like he'd be really good into penguins.
Yep.
Because he can black pain two
penguins.
He literally
knock out two penguins and then.
And then throw cards or punch the other ones. Yeah. He could probably kill 3 penguins in a turn.
Yep.
Which is kind of nuts.
That's really nice.
Yep. Yeah.
There's more and more of these splash damage models in the game. Having access to them is very powerful in the right matchups.
Yeah. I was kind of curious, too.
Nightmare for the Ratcatcher.
Oh, yeah, too. Bit, like, knocking out rats.
Those dudes are never waking up.
Oh, yeah. Black paint on them would be awesome.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, I think he'd be really good with, like, Ventriloquist or, like, a squishy. Like, Ventriloquist is really good with him, I feel like, because... You want to get rid of Ventriloquist because he gives up such bonuses to hit for all of his dudes. Mm-hmm. And you can also have Tet. So Tet and him can just do a ton of spread damage overall. So like if you can look for like options like that in crews where multiple models can do multiple damage over a whole entire thing.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, that's calling in my game between like the Jugger gas canisters and then Gaggy splash damage. Yep. And then like Ace of Spades did less, but his capability to Joker gas and like throw the poison grenade, and you just kind of, there is an increasing number of models in the game that do chip damage across a wide variety of models.
Yeah,
and if you can layer those, it can become very powerful.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I'm just happy to be able to play free agents in Bane. Thank you for a leader that actually is not 160 something, not 60 points. That feels really good.
Yeah, that's cool. Everyone should be able to play.
But I just don't see like
agent or two.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah, it feels nice. I was going to say, like, I don't see a lot of Damian Dark being played. So if you have never given him a try, give him a try. I think he's solid.
This is the first game that any of us have played with him. So
yeah, and he balled out. He literally like almost took on, he like did take on 350 points worth of stuff. And literally almost like he like, we should have tied the game. I was like, that was that, like he called like that hard. You're like, geez, it was insane actually. It was mind-boggling because I was like, okay, this game's over. Like, do you want to play? And that's another thing, too. Play out your games because you never know what's going to happen. Because I was like, I didn't think Bane was going to die. And I was like, okay, well, this game's like over. And like, I purposely sacked Kabuto because he's handy and he can't be handy against Bat Family. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, go deal with them. And Batman came into the 6-up thing. So I was like, I'm fine with that. And then Bane just whiffed all his attacks with rerolls. I was like, okay. And then at defense dice and like with blocks and just took 6 damage. And then Damian had like 2 swings on him too, and was able to kill, like knock him out. I was like, okay, like this game's over. And then like had enough like to the teamwork shenanigans to rest.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
all right, well, cool, this game's over. And then like Dark whiffed on Damian and didn't do like enough to even knock him out. I was like, that's pretty unlikely, but okay, we'll see how it goes. And then like the next turn, he's able to like knock out Damian, do a bunch to Batwoman. Then the following round, like block Batman, knocked out Batwoman, and then like my other 2 guys are coming contesting, so Batman had to deal with them. So, like, that's kind of how I took 2 models out, and then, like, there's 2 left, so.
Yeah.
It was sweet. He's awesome.
Well, cool. So, into the Lazarus Pit, out of the Lazarus Pit.
Oh, well, I guess we didn't even talk about him being a Lazarus Pit, but.
Yeah. I don't know if he was, I don't think he was in the Lazarus Pit anyways. Or
maybe just based on people not playing him.
Yeah. That's more just because he's a CW dude.
I agree. Like, I don't know. I just,
there's like a stigma. You probably felt pretty embarrassed. Like, if a girl walked in while you guys were playing, it wouldn't even be that you're playing Batman. It would be that you had a CW dude.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I don't watch the show.
This guy's actually, it's just a magician off the street. And yeah. I call him Magic Man. He's not even Damian Dark.
Yep.
Yep. That's it's what I do call him, actually.
Chris Angel.
It's Chris Angel. Yeah. It's a proxy for Chris Angel.
Basically Chris Angel.
So I say, I don't think he needs a guy in the Lazarus Pit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, I would probably agree. Before this game, and before you made me think about action...
Economy.
Overload. Not even economy, but action overload. I would have said that the willpower 7 and no
deal breaker
was a deal breaker, and that was kind of like why I've been dragging my feet to put him in lists. It's just like, man, he's just not going to hit his magic very often, like maybe 50% of the time or so. But the action overload, like really trying to capitalize on that, like that's got me to the point where I'd say, at least until I put him on the table and he like just disappoints me multiple times in a row.
He could.
I'll say no Lazarus Pit for now. I'll say keep him out.
I think he just needs to be in good situations. Like if he can go against like multiple guys who aren't like super reliable and stuff. Like you don't want to put him against like Borgen. You know what I mean? Something that can just knock him out.
I'd put him against Borgen and get there.
If he can get into Borgen before.
Well, Borgen's can always alpha him. That's the thing. You just don't want him to get alpha'd. That's my point.
Sure.
I mean, I don't feel like it's a problem. You can just block.
You can block like, Borgen pretty easily.
Yeah,
you were just fine against Batwoman and Batman. Yeah,
if you can,
like,
if you can block the bats, you can block.
Yeah, he rolled pretty good. Like, Batman's a 4, though.
He is a 4.
Borgen's a 4.
7 dice.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, sure. If I hit 4s, yes. I always, like, I'll put stuff in block, but I always, like, just err on the side of, like, I'm not going to block crap. That's how I kind of look at it. And if I do, it's like, all right, sweet.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
You don't want to. You don't want all your eggs to be in the block basket unless that's what has to happen.
Unless you're a magic user, because then it's fine.
No, for sure.
Yeah, cause that's what's another thing that's nice, too. You can stack, and you're like, I'm going to play super defensive, and you camp out here and still do work. That's another thing that's really nice about it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, Damian Dark.
Not in the pit. Yeah.
He's not in the pit. Well, I don't think any magic user is, but yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
He was the one. Maybe.
He's the one.
Him and Blood were the only two that were like even consideration.
I don't think Jason Blood needs to be in the
Mad. Yeah, I just think he's the only other one.
Jason Blood's biggest weakness is that he's a good guy. If he was a bad guy, you would see him played a lot. Yeah. But he's a good guy, and he has to get into a list, you know, through Constantine, Satana, and Raven.
And funding.
The funding thing was really bad for him early on.
Yeah.
Like he's like one of my favorite.
What does his funding cost?
300.
Is he really?
He's 350.
I think he's 300, right? Well, anyways, my point
is three something.
I like to play him. He's like one of my favorite. Yeah. And Etrigan's like one of my favorite models.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, I tried to play him a bunch. And not a bunch, but I tried to play him just because I like the model. And I painted him up.
He's like an example, kind of like talking about the Reaper earlier, of a model that you're not like, you're not like really hurting yourself to put him on the table because he's good. It's just you can do better
way better.
Yeah.
And he's just not reliable too, because like you don't know if you're gonna get Etrigan or not. That's
you're
the biggest thing.
You're gonna get Etrigan. Yeah. I've never played against Etrigan and had him fail to show up at some point in the game and make a dramatic impact on the game.
Yeah. He does like those dramatic entrances.
He's awesome. This one, he comes in that one turn and he flame breasts and like smokes like 2 miles. You're like, Etrigan. That's pretty dope. He has a real hard 7.
Shoot him in the head with a shotgun. That also happened.
Well, he would have been.
Oh, that is a game. Oh,
he would have been full health.
Up,
he would have been full health.
He
though.
Shut up. Yeah, he should have been full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's actually pretty tough to like take down because he's a demon.
Hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Because he's got like, is it arm? Like it's not
it's
light
minus
armor.
Minus 1.
It's tough skin
light
right?
armor. Yeah,
yeah.
It's essentially that, but it's not.
Oh, so it can't be negated.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's awesome too. So, I like the. Apparently, I like the two worst magic users the most.
Well, I mean, you just haven't played the
you
other
haven't
ones.
You haven't played Constantine.
Yeah, I should play Constantine, because then I probably won't play anything else.
Yeah,
Raven.
We got the magic flowing through me.
Raven's pretty fun. I like playing her.
I don't want to play her. She seems like ridiculous.
I actually thought Raven was like powerful, but fine
yeah.
when I played against her.
I still she find
does,
it cool.
Raven does the things that I actually thought magic users would do, which is like these weird support and debuff things, as opposed to just
damage
blasting models off the table like Zatanna does.
Yep. So, Zatanna's one I need to play. I actually still have. She's actually the only one I haven't played, except for Damian Darkin and Chandra's. But
she's my actual second favorite magic user, like by.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Constantine's like the coolest, but.
Well, Raven.
That's debatable, but. That's okay.
Constantine is the coolest.
Jason Blood's coolest, but anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, she's just.
She's cool.
She's just such a nuclear option in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's cool in the comics, too.
She's the Will Shot of magic users.
That's fair.
No, she's not. That's definitely Constantine.
All right.
No, I don't know.
No.
No, she is. She just nukes stuff. That's what she does. Yeah, Constantine like survives and does a bunch of stuff.
He's the clay face of magic
Sounds
users.
Like it's time for me to finally start playing Brave and the Bold and,
Woo!
And just Z you down.
Okay.
We'll both play Brave
and
the Bold.
See you later, Colin.
We'll start taking those
Do we just become Justice League Dark? I'm playing Constantine all the time. You can play Zatanna all the time.
There we go. The JLD. Yeah.
Magic Boys.
Magic Boys.
Nice.
Yeah, I had a list of magic boys.
Bully bros to magic boys.
You can put Constantine and Jason Blood in the list pretty reliably now, too.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Now that you've got lower funding cops.
Yeah. 15-point cop. You're the guy. Go spray someone and die, please. So
Etrigan
can go out here and have some fun.
Yeah.
You're the chosen one.
You're the chosen one. Go spray someone and die, my man.
Yep. Oh, you missed. Sad.
No, you hit.
Anyway.
And that's amazing.
He'll always hit. Yeah. It's a beam. Get out of here. I'll hit.
The beam doesn't help you hit.
Yes, it kind of does.
No.
I mean, yeah, it kind of does. No ping. Like, it pings.
Sure.
No
pings. He's going to be close enough that you're not going to get bings anyway.
What? No, you never know that. Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
All right.
But well, I mean, what good. If he's shooting Penguin, who always has pings?
Hey, that helps, I guess. Oh, sure. If you're trying to blind Penguin. If that's the game plan,
you got to shut that umbrella down
there and blind that penguin.
Yeah,
so that we can deal with that penguin.
I'm more worried about that missile launcher penguin. Screw that guy.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
Which one?
Exactly.
Number two.
All three of them.
Number one.
The problem isn't any one of them. It's the six of them.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why you're playing magic, guys. They can take
you
out of penguin.
Just bounce in and just goodbye, six penguins.
You're just like, you're loving Gaggy nowadays.
Yeah.
We got you turned around on this. I love it.
You should have seen the Gaggy output. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. He's digging it.
We didn't do anything to turn it around. Gaggy did it himself.
Gaggy did it. Gaggy pulled me in.
Yep.
You're just like, hey, I'm sorry about that League of Shadows game. You were boned anyway because you were playing Scarecrow and Colin counterpicked the bejesus out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not fun.
So he's like, I just wasn't even going to try because why?
I think that is a valid point. I think that's people need to, like, I think there is a valid lesson to learn from that is, like, you need to play models multiple times before you judge them and, cast them aside. Like, that happens a lot, I feel like, in this game. Like, they have one bad performance and it's like, this model's trash.
I think you need to play more than two
times.
This
is only because,
many times.
This is because Eggers is friends with me.
No,
that is my general.
I don't think it's just you. Like, I think it's like in general.
Well, you did immediately want to throw Batwoman in the trash.
Oh, I was. I hadn't even owned her yet, and I was like, I'll never buy her.
You're like, the only reason I would buy her is to throw her in the trash.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
About 2 days later, the guy who works at our local comic book shop literally just sends me a message out of nowhere, and it's a picture of Batwoman. He doesn't play Batman. He doesn't know about our podcast. He just sent me that picture. And I was like, crap, I'm on my way. So then I bought her.
Put her on the table.
Yep.
And threw her away.
Yep. As soon as I saw her model on the table, it was like, yep, all right, we're in love.
Yep. Classic.
In Bat Family.
Classic
Bat
roller
family.
Coaster collie.
Only in Bat Family. Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's a cast.
Yeah. We got employees of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Employees of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I guess we can start with me. Employee of the week is actually Damian Wayne.
Ooh.
He took out Bane, which was, that's cool.
Batwoman did all the work.
What?
Yeah, he only did two stun.
He did two stun and was able to arrest you.
Because of other people's counters. I'm going to give it to Batwoman.
All right.
That's Colin's choice.
Okay.
And then in the other game that I played, Damian Wayne was on just total crap duty.
It's crap duty.
I'll tell you what crap duty is.
Well, crap and duty is the same thing, but that's amazing.
Yep. craft duty is having to knock out rats the entirety of the game.
Okay.
And also knocking out penguins that were hunting down my Batgirl, which was like legit. This penguin was just like his minigun. He took a pop shot on Batgirl with the minigun and got her down, like, I think some chip damage in there, but got her down to one health. And then my Batgirl ended up just running away from this penguin for the rest of the game until Damian finally gave her a breather and took out the penguin. So thank God for Damian. I kept on throwing batarangs at the thing and it just wouldn't go down. And like, as I was just running away, it was amazing. But yeah, so penguin because Damian was on craft duty and for for the entirety of the game against penguin, I had to just take out all the animals and take them to the shelter.
Woo!
Yep.
Take him to the house.
So Damian Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one other thing to note about Etrigan. If he's knocked out, if Jason Blood's knocked out and you still roll for that, mm-hmm. and if you get the roll, you actually wake up as Etrigan.
Yep.
Just FYI.
Okay.
Nice.
It's good to know.
So does Jason Blood and Etrigan your employee of the week then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to play them and say he was. But
who's your employee of the week?
Oh, it's Damian Dark, dude.
It's mm-hmm. just a week of Damian.
Damian Dark. Damian. Yeah. I mean, he pretty much fought 350 points worth of stuff and like almost made it a tie. I was super happy. Like, he was a boss. He legit is very
good. He was
a
hidden boss.
He was a hidden boss. He was a boss. Didn't get throw any of his magical cards. Didn't be a magic man, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't try to pretend he was Gambit.
He did not. He didn't need to. He just punched face and.
Yeah, that's cool.
And black pain people and shot them with bolts.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no. For a CW model, he's great. That's my employee of the week.
He might be the best CW model, actually.
Vibe or Harry?
Captain Vibrator's pretty good.
Harry's pretty ridiculous, too.
Brave of the Bold is terrible, though.
So, all right, Josh, what's your employee of the week?
I did not have an employee of the week this week. I didn't get a game in.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm happy to play. Oh, yeah. Well, this
last week was
roughest
work week that I think I've had in a while. So it was this next week, though.
My employee of the week goes to Donald, who took over the Penguin story about fish slapping cops. And he was talking about what was it? Oh, yeah, yeah. His rat catcher story where he pinned in, I can't remember who he pinned in, someone way over their pay grade, and they poisoned him to death. They just like worked him into a corner.
Oh,
and he
his
couldn't
grandfather
get out.
For Court of Owls.
Yeah. And then they just worked him into a corner and poisoned him to death, like rat scratching him.
The rats got him?
Yeah. Nice. Which is basically my favorite.
Old rat scratch fever. So that brings up the point. We had a bunch of listeners submit their employees of the week on Facebook to us and call it.
We picked our favorite.
Our favorite. You want me to read it? Okay.
You read it.
Our favorite is Steve Buckland, who had Bud and Lou for rolling so well that they managed to one-shot the new Dark Knight Returns Bane of
Holy cow.
I guess technically two-shot because it was Bud and Lou. But
yeah.
Yeah. All in a single dog pile, so to speak. All 11 strikes hit. Only one was blocked. Then, with coup de grace on the second dog, dealt 10 blood and 6 stun. Oh, so I guess he did one shot him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
The second dog. Yep. So, 10 blood, 6 stun. Lou, in particular, did all the hard work with damage rolls like these 6-6-4-4-6.
Wow.
4 for the crit dice. So,
I wonder how many block dice Bane actually had.
We're just going to go max 4.
Why not?
He had 4. And are they attack 3?
They're one's attack 4, one's attack 3.
Okay, because Bane has +1 to block, too. Yeah. Which is crazy.
So blocking on 3s.
Yeah.
But he only blocked one.
He only blocked one.
Bud and Lou took him down.
Yikes. Yep.
That's a dog pile.
That's a dog pile. Welcome to the doghouse.
Amazing. Well, I'm Colin.
Aye.
So abrupt.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm Colin.
I think that's a cast. Submit your lists if you want us to talk about them. Submit your employees of the week every week if you want us to pick some. Use our Facebook page. Go to Muse on Store. Use the GCPD Muse code. Come to MomCon. Battle us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, if go ahead.
No, that's fine.
No, if you have any, like any models you want us to try out too, feel free to shoot those out to us.
Yeah, we're always looking for weird stuff that we wouldn't necessarily play regularly,
like Damien Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks, guys. I'm Josh.
Nigel.
Right. Bye.
Bye.